It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. You know, Seattle's growing so fast that we are caught up in it. We're caught up in loving the growth and the change or hating it. What are we going to do about it? My next guest wants you to slow down and really look at your changing city. And he wants you to keep track of what you see in an urban diary. Chuck Wolf is a photographer, a land use attorney in Seattle. He's written the new book, Seeing the Better City, How to Explore, Observe, and Improve Urban Space. Chuck Wolf, welcome to KUOW.
Thanks, Bill. It's great to be here.
What is it about the way we're talking about our exploding city that it bugs you or it motivates you to talk about seeing the city in a better way?
Well, that's a really good question. The book cover is of Paris. For a reason. We're not the first city to be dealing with this over human history. And what I found in my research and in thinking about this in my writing and as an environmental and land use lawyer in the trenches is there's a remarkable common human response to urban change, not just today in Seattle, and we're a very young city, but over human history. And so to your question, it's easy to say yes or no when we look around and see things that are beyond our control.
What is that common human response to change?
Anxiety.
Do you feel it?
Yeah. All you need to do is go back and read. This is really high-minded, but read Baudelaire's poetry about the changing Paris of the 1860s. And there's incredible parallels to what's going on in Seattle today.
Would you give us an example of that anxiety that you notice in Seattle?
My street in Madrona, there's a sixplex apartment, little apartment building that was legally permitted some years ago, probably by variance back in the day when this was possible. And there is a single family house next door.
So some of us would see the sixplex as being obnoxious and the single family house as having soul?
However, they look, from another person's perspective, they look the same. There's always a little bit of subtlety to these absolute yes in my backyard or no in my backyard polarities that I'm concerned about here today. As the preface says, right on, we need to find a better way to incorporate our human responses in our public decision making.
Are you saying we have some kind of brain response to a triplex or a sixplex that happens even before we really see it?
Yeah, I think so. And I'll go even farther than that. I believe we have a programmed response. This is not empirical, but just in terms of my experience traveling, I think we have an innate programmed response to dark alleys, to tall buildings, to things that maybe in our DNA back in human history came out of darker intentions. You know, humans are not rational. They're rationalizing.
And well, I agree with you there.
Yeah. And I think that's a real quick way to answer your question.
But haven't you had the experience of seeing these new modern condos, plexes, and they look stamped out?
They do, and I can't deny that. And I've seen it both from a personal perspective and from a professional perspective, and I've listened to people's responses to them. And I would argue that if we could build into our processes, this isn't going to work in all cases, okay? I want to be, my caveat. If we build into our processes of decision-making and input a more visual sense, then maybe there will be fewer that end up that way, both by way of plan development, regulation development, and decision making. And Seattle is trying very, very hard, and there have been some great things accomplished in the last several years under both Mayor McGinn and Mayor Murray in particular, but I don't think we're there yet.
Okay, so you want us to develop our visual sense and really see, and which brings us to your idea of keep an urban diary. You've got your phone or you've got your camera. So tell us more about what is this diary? What am I supposed to do?
Urban diaries are a range of approaches. And here we're talking the visual because that's my favorite human sense. And that's what I think is the most powerful one. Could be a sketch pad. Could be video. It could be auditory, you know, it could be sounds. But the idea is that get out there and understand why you respond the way you do. And one way is to use, I think I used the words, use your camera as a reflexive tool. Click, click, click when you feel something. Mm. And then this is like, at the simple level, it's like learning to ride a bicycle, learning to play the piano, all those things that become, learning to ski, all those things that become natural later when you do it a billion times. That's in the interest of developing your visual sense in the short term. And how do you present that? Maybe an Instagram account, like the Vanishing Seattle Instagram account that we've heard so much about in the last few months. Many examples in other cities of people doing the same thing. But then the Urban Diary is also something that can ratchet up in complexity. And it can be both a crowdsourcing tool, and I like to say that even the most evocative coffee table photograph can be used for, you know, improvement or reflective purposes, because guess what? When all of the small companies that Google has bought that data mine photos and decide on a aggregate level whether we're happy or not, the input is always a human photo.
So we're having this debate in Seattle about getting more dense and allowing more development. And how would that debate look different if we kept this urban diary, if we developed our visual sense, if we knew what was setting us off and knew what we liked visually and didn't?
Okay. Now, as a Seattle guy who practices law here and has been involved in some of these regulatory improvement efforts, we've got to find a safe middle ground where people aren't going at each other about tower spacing or height or all these push button flare up issues. We got to look behind and maybe find a way to talk about it in a more civil manner. And my sincere hope, if not hypothesis, is in many instances we can do a better job if we create that safe space, and the Urban Diary is designed to help that along.
So let's use our eyes instead of these good, bad kind of buzzwords and fears and concepts we have.
Absolutely. I like to think about that middle ground, a continuum between no in my backyard and yes in my backyard. There's a vast range of gray in between that we need to accommodate.
Chuck, are you telling me to intellectualize change so that I will accept Seattle losing its soul? But I've got my gut reaction, and I like my gut reaction.
Okay.
I know what I think.
And there's a lot of... Okay, so... Deconstruct. I've used that word two or three times. Okay, Bill, losing soul. What does that mean? Okay. You just know it because that's what you're used to. You know, some people very validly feel that way. Okay. I want to be really clear about that. I would like them, however, to be sure they mean that. Show me what you mean. Go out and photograph some things that illustrate exactly what you're talking about. Tell me why. Then show me the way you'd like it to be. Help me out. Help me be sure I'm right. Help me be sure you're right. And allow people a little more leeway to illustrate what they mean. And in the end, I don't call that intellectualization. I call that important, and it will help us talk to one another.
Chuck Wolf is a writer, photographer, land use attorney in Seattle. His new book is Seeing the Better City, How to Explore, Observe, and Improve Urban Space. And he's going to be speaking tonight at Town Hall Seattle at 7:30. So that just might be uplifting.